Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the traditional personal finance corner, he hails from Princeton, New Jersey, USA. He is the Sultan of Saving, the Count of Common Sense. Let's get ready for practical.
Whoa, man, we are pumped up after that. Hello. This is Frank Sasso. Welcome to the Practical Guy Podcast, where the focus is on money management for your street, not Wall Street. Here, of course, with us today is the Practical Guy himself, Scott Newman. Hello, Scott. How's it going, buddy?
We're doing tremendous. No posse here, no crew, just you and I this
week. That's right, man. Just two guys sitting here, no posse. I like that.
Right. Yeah, it's just, but, you know, we're alone here, but, you know, coming out of that boxing music, I'm just pumped up, again, pumped up to help the world here, help the world with their money problems.
And you indeed are the guy to do that, I can tell you. You know, why don't we just jump right into it today? Because I know there's that one guy in traffic, he's sitting there, and he's going to his job, he's like living from paycheck to paycheck, he's trying to figure out a way to make ends meet and to build a future for himself. Let's talk to that guy today. Let's talk to the guy maybe, or the girl maybe who's sitting in her cubicle right now, just trying to figure out, you know, when I retire, I'm going to have to get another job just to make ends meet. Some people, they have a pension, which is a nice way of saying half pay. You couldn't make it on 100% of what you were making. How are you going to make it on one half, you know? So I'm just going to jump right into it. You're all pumped up. I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to strike while the iron is hot. I have some questions to ask you. Scott, as the practical guy himself, I want to know, how would you say maybe the little guy, you know, the guy who's not on Wall Street, the guy who's just trying to make ends meet, how would you say he would be able to invest? What advice could you give him without taking, let's say, any risks? How would he do that?
Everything here is a risk to do that. First of all, your comment about the little guy, this goes for the big guy. Mm. The question is, what is the biggest risk? The biggest risk is living paycheck to paycheck or being beholden by things.
Mm.
Thing is if you have 6 months or a year of savings in the bank or confident, that's how you want to start from anywhere.
Right.
I mean, we see people who make $500,000 a year and they're living paycheck to paycheck. People with $30,000 a year, they're doing the same thing. But could you imagine if the person making $30,000 or $40,000 actually had stability in their lives where they didn't have to worry about whether a flat tire went wrong or their next paycheck? That gives them confidence.
Sure.
I'm going to give a little secret here to the little guy.
Oh, a secret?
Yes.
What is that?
Is it easier to go out and make $30,000 or $40,000 a year or $500,000?
Well, I wouldn't think the little guy would know the answer to that question.
Because they don't think about that, because they don't see that with more wealth comes more risk, and because you always want more. The person making $30,000 or $40,000 is used to living like that. It makes it easier to save.
Oh, I see.
Less pressure, less therapy, less antidepressants, if you want to do that.
Right, exactly.
But instead, they lost or say, oh, that guy's making this or whatever.
Right.
When you only make a certain, and you live within your means, that takes risk off the table.
Living within your means.
Yes.
It's very interesting you would say that now. Now, you're the practical guy, and this is about, the focus again is on money management for your street, not Wall Street.
Right.
So we're trying to relate to the everyday guy. Okay. As the practical guy, all things being practical, what would your position be on the stock market? Because here's the thing about the stock market. There have been people who've killed themselves because a stock went down. What would your position be in wanting to invest in the stock market, let's say?
It should be part of a portfolio. But if you're the guy who wants stability and wants to be able to sleep at night doing that, the first thing you want to do is go to your bank.
Okay.
We don't want to take risk at anything cost. We want to be able to then save enough 6 months or a year where we know we have those expenses to do that.
Okay, so you want to go to your bank first.
Yeah. And that goes for also people who are making $250,000 or $500,000. You want to make sure in the bank you have 6 months to a year's worth of savings.
Would that be advice you would give to somebody, like to go to their bank if they just want to, you know, they just want to save money? You know, let's say they make, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they make even less than that.
Right.
They can afford to put a dollar a week away.
Right.
You would advise them to go to their bank first? The only reason I'm saying that is because there are banks today, a lot of banks, they go, not even like 0.25%
right.
interest. So does it really pay to go check out your bank first? I mean,
because you want to build that stability first. Before you think about investing at all, taking any risk, you want to make sure you have your bases covered, which means that money is 6 months to a year with no risk. I don't care whether we earn any interest at all.
Okay, well then how would you, as the practical guy, how would you lead and guide someone into doing that? How do they put money away when they can't even afford to, they can barely make ends meet?
Because most people can afford it. You have to sit down and say to yourself, what can we do with that and what we can save to do that? That's the same thing whether it's somebody who's making $40,000 or $400,000. Nobody sits down and says, let's make a budget and let's see what we can put away. The tragedy of some of this is, and I go through it, it's like, what is one of the biggest risks is not carrying life insurance. Mm. And I get to go out on the road with people, and they'll have a baby sitting next to them, a couple, and they have no insurance. And I'll say, listen, it'll cost you a couple hundred dollars a year. You want to protect what you have. Forget investing or doing that. Be like, well, I don't know if I can find it. And then you find they have Showtime, HBO, different things.
Right.
That's the biggest risk with people is allocating your money to, number one, having enough in the bank that you can handle your expenses. Number two, that you're protecting from any risks, obviously death to do that.
Hmm.
And if you take care of those two things, whether $400,000 or $40,000, you're in tremendous shape. And you're probably ahead of 98 to 99% of the population.
Okay, so let's say this then. Let's take the listener right now who's listening to this podcast. Let's take them down a practical road of how we can do it. Number one, let's start with what are some of the things that kind of cripple a person financially? Even, who want to save, but like you're saying, well, who has the Showtime? Who has HBO? Who has, there are things in their life they can do without that's maybe crippling them right now and they don't even realize it. What are some of those things? Let's expose some of those crippling elements that are in people's lives today, keeping them from saving.
Number one is living paycheck to paycheck, and that goes whether you make it 40 or 400,000. That ruins or skews your entire life.
Okay.
Because you have no balance. For instance, if you're at a job, when you're at a job, you're scared to death whether you're going to get fired. Mm. If your boss asks you to dress up as a sumo wrestler, you're like, hey, where do I go to the sporting goods store to buy the hat?
Exactly.
Instead of saying, well, geez, maybe I don't want to work here or do that. You take no risks at your job. You're worried every day.
Mm.
You have no confidence in a lot of ways. And usually it's because you're buying a lot of things.
Mm.
Instead of having that security. Can you imagine waking up in the morning saying, yeah, I got enough money. I don't really care whether they let me go today. And then all of a sudden you're not racing around to do it. Now, what do you do that? That's hard work for a lot of people.
Most people can't relate to that. They can't. I need my job. That's why I work.
Right. Or I'm never going to retire. Or I'm never going to do this. And that's such a defeatist attitude. Again, and we're not talking it's not easy, but just putting, let's say you can put a couple hundred or 200, 300 away and just keep building that up.
Right.
It changes your life. That's not going to Wall Street. That's why that's your street. And if you take care of your street by doing it, life's easy. And a lot of people just don't get that.
Yeah. My wife Christina and I, we run a ministry called the History with God Ministries. And in our ministry, in our teaching, a lot of the times we teach is what you say is what you're going to have. Like this one guy said to me once, he goes, oh, I'm never going to wear a Rolex. And I said, well, don't worry, you never will. Because the more you speak that stuff, the more you hear it, you start believing it, and then you act accordingly. So the guys that say, I'm never going to retire, I'm going to be working until I'm 85 years old, and then 85 years old comes along, and there they are, they're still in a job. Because they keep speaking that, they come to a place where they believe it, and then they just live accordingly. The guys, the girls, the people that have this defeatist attitude, I would really like to get to their hearts and help them change the way they speak so that they can embrace concepts that the practical guy is sharing so that they can take advantage of it.
But they're easy and they're hard, Frank. This is society today. You put the work in, okay? Mm. You save, you put it away. You do without. You don't try to grab the big thing. You put the money away. And that's hard work for people. But the thing is, I try to explain that if you do this in your 20s or 30s or teens, life becomes so easy.
Mm.
But
right.
You have to put the work in of saving and doing without and make sure that you're focused on that. And that's just a simple thing. I mean, as we talk about, I'm very passionate. I'm in a blessed position at 51 to have my retirement funded.
Right.
I'm not selling anything.
Mm.
I'm trying to make people's life easy if they want to work at it. Right. And that's the whole part. If you want to work at it and change is difficult for many people.
It is.
But just the point here today is that if you can put 6 months in a year, whether you're making $40,000 or $400,000, do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Ensure your family. So if the wage earner does it, those two things will change your life. And then we can get into the stock market, into
investing, index
products and stuff.
Yeah.
But most people are just trying to get through the day, whether they're $40,000 or $400,000. I mean, how many times, you know, you look at people, because I have worked on Wall Street, people are so stressed.
Yeah.
They don't enjoy things. So this is what we're trying to do. It's not just for the regular guy. It's also the guy who's spinning to do that, because the thing is, then you can start taking some risk to do that, but cover the bases first.
First, right. Go to your bank.
Go to your bank. Save 6 months or a year.
Right.
Okay, put that away. And just that alone changes lives. And people are like, well, do you earn 8 or 10%? Don't worry about that garbage.
Right.
Put it away.
Okay. Well, what about the people that, let's say they have some money put away, you know, they just don't know what to do. They want it to start working for them. They want their money to have, like in the movie, It's a Wonderful Life. They want their dollars to start having some babies. You know, they want their money working for them. What are there any programs or products out there that you could recommend, or that Practical Guy delivers himself?
And it's great you talk about that, because, and I think our audience is too young to remember Charles Kuralt on the road, where he would run around. And what I get to do is go around and peek behind the curtain. And I think I went to the most practical place on the earth last week, driving up by the, in Oklahoma.
Oh, where the wind comes sweeping down the plane.
Well, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. Home of steak, barbecue, and many conservatives. And my daughter is starting down there with Macy's at a salary of $50,000 a year.
Very nice.
In a place, obviously, your money goes very far there. And we're just talking to the property manager, assistant property manager at her place.
Right.
Very nice guy. And he said, he was talking about, he's worked at 16 years old. He grew up with only a mother. And he worked basically on farms, started his own construction thing. And he came to me and he says, 26 years old. He goes, I have $35,000 in the bank, but I don't know what to do with it.
Really?
And I said, first of all, so I admire your...
Good for you, right? Exactly. Right.
So what we're going to do with him is we're going to dip our toes into the $36,000. He's 26. Okay, he's going to get married. Do you guys have insurance? Okay, I'm going to be going back in 2 weeks and talking with him.
Right.
Now, he has $36,000. If, in fact, they're going to buy a house, we want to keep that money, let's say $15,000 or $20,000 for his down payment.
Right.
Today. We don't take any risk. We put it in the bank or a money market. We don't touch that.
Okay.
The other $15,000, what we're going to do is we're going to invest that slowly to dip his toes in it. For instance, the market's very high now, the stock market. That doesn't mean, I don't know whether it's going to go up or down,
right,
but it's very high. We're going to take some of that money and we're going to put it in over time, month to month, to make sure it's protected rather than putting it all in once.
Sure.
But here's a guy who's covered his bases, but he doesn't even know it because he just went out there and saved. Now, for him, the risk is he is in a position to invest. He should invest.
Okay.
Because he's got the basics covered,
right,
with the $36,000 put away.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure there might be a lot of people out there who have, it's great if you have this, what do you do to take the next step?
Right.
So if in fact we have put the money away, we have put our savings and we're going to move into insurance and do it, then you start taking risk. But you have to understand, the more time you have, the easier it is to take risk. So if you do that, because we couldn't, let's just say we put his whole $36,000 into the market and the market went down 20%. He's out $8,000.
Exactly.
It could be, okay, but if we put it in over time and we also take, you know, a little bit of the money.
Like
to
drip it in there.
Drip it in there.
Yeah.
And we do that. And then typically, whether it's markets or different, but some products have averaged 8% over time. But it's over time, because you have the risk that you get hit. That's why people don't invest without any savings, to your point, where let's just say we had $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay, if we put it all in at once and we lose 40 or 50%,
exactly,
we're killed. But that's why you create a base and a foundation. So that's one of those real life examples from the streets of Oklahoma that, you know, you don't get on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, who would have guessed? Right. Oklahoma, that's awesome. You know, before you mentioned that when you were in Oklahoma, you were talking to this guy, and how you're able to like sit down with people and kind of go behind the scenes of like financial issues and topics and stuff. I wanted to let you know very soon, a couple weeks, we're going to have a guy on the show who is going to take us behind the scenes of the automotive world and kind of like expose some things about some car issues that a lot of you didn't know out there. So it's going to be very, very enlightening.
And that's the whole theme of the show. We're going to give people the real story behind the scenes. And again, I peek behind the curtain because we joke about the theme about being money management for your street, not Wall Street. And we had that whole Occupy Wall Street where people are going to sit on a lawn and all of a sudden those guys from Wall Street are not going to make six figures and get beautiful checks.
Exactly right.
But you can do this stuff and be comfortable in your own way. And we're going to teach people the real stories because I get to look behind. And most people look at it, I'd love to be one of those guys on Wall Street or whatever. You don't understand the problems. They're living paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly, they don't get it.
Except you see the outside and not behind the curtain.
Whereas they would say, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. There's a reason they don't want you to pay attention to the man behind the curtain. We're here to pull the curtain back and show you exactly what's going on so it levels the playing field for everybody.
Well, if I can make another Wizard of Oz reference.
Go ahead.
You should pay attention to the man who gets to go behind the curtain.
That would be you.
Yes.
The practical guy himself, Scott Newman.
I'm a little taller and don't wear the same glasses as the wizard. But that's what we're trying to do here on the show.
And your head is a little smaller.
That's right, yes.
So that's a good thing. Hey, if you guys have any questions or comments, you even want to leave a review for this podcast, you can do so on iTunes. You could also get in touch with us right here at practicalguy.com. We'd like to thank you for sharing your precious time with us today. Our goal, again, is to educate and entertain you. So let us know how we're doing with that by going to practicalguy.com. You could also call the Practical Guy himself at 1-877-451-4141. That's toll free, 877-451-4141. Tune in again next week for more about money management for your street
and not Wall Street.
Follow The Practical Guy on Twitter at The Practical Guy. Be sure to like The Practical Guy Facebook page and visit practicalguy.com. This podcast is a production of River City eMarketing. So check out rivercityemarketing.com for podcast production and distribution, copywriting, social media, digital video editing, illustrations and storyboards, animated videos, and all of your marketing needs. The Practical Guy, money management for your street, not Wall Street.